Today's episode, we are talking about inflation rate, and it's a conversation that most of the time we don't talk about because we try to maneuver around it and maneuver around the idea of how inflation rate can impact our savings, our investments, and our spending as well. But I said it may be a boring topic, but a topic that's worth covering. So that's why today we are talking about the impact of the inflation rate in our savings, investments, and spending, and how we can be wise in ensuring that we are aware of it and we attack it and ensure we get the best in our savings, investments, and spending. While wasting any time, guys, let's get into today's episode.
After listening to Ivan's Stock Review Wednesdays, you're going to want to invest in some global shares. And the Shift app is by far the best place to do that. Good thing we are sponsoring this podcast, or that would be awkward.
Welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo, the podcast that focuses on starting a conversation about money, investing, growing your career, and being a young person in South Africa. Our goal is to simplify the conversation so that we can all learn and grow as young people in South Africa. For those who are watching on YouTube, guys, for the first time ever, you're watching an audio or visual that's also a podcast episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. For the first time ever, I am doing that because time is not on my side. I cannot manage creating podcast episode and YouTube episode at the same time. So right now, let me just combine the two. Those who love listening and listening to me on podcast can still get the same value as those who love watching me on YouTube. So guys, don't be surprised or say subscribe, hit the like button, comment. It's because I'm referring to those who are on YouTube. So today's episode, we are talking about the inflation rate, right? And I think the reason I decided to do this because I have a very, very interesting conversation on TikTok with someone who commented on my video, and I was like, are you aware that you are getting 7.5 on your savings account? 7.5, I think 7.5, but I don't remember correctly. And now 7.5, you need to subtract 4.8%. You know, to get the true value of what you're getting with your savings account, and say, why must I subtract 4.8? And that's because, and I said, it's because 4.8 is a predicted inflation rate of South Africa for this year, 2024. So you need to be aware of that. And they were not aware what exactly is inflation rate. And I was like, let's have a conversation about this. Let's talk about inflation rate. So in simple terms, guys, when you talk about inflation rate, we are talking about the rate in which your money loses value because prices go up on average. So South Africa's inflation rate for 2024 is predicted, it's not the official one, but the prediction is that it will sit at 4.8%, meaning that the value of your money will lose or will go down by 4.8% this year. Meaning that if you are keeping money under the mattress or in a pinky bank that doesn't gain interest, by the end of the year, your money would not be able to buy 100% of what it was able to buy in the beginning of the year, but will be less by 4.8%, because 4.8% is the predicted value or rate in which goods and services will go up by, basically, if I can put it like that. I hope that's the best definition I can give. I'm trying to simplify it, guys, but I think that's the best simplification I can provide. So the reason why it is important to note inflation rate is that the inflation rate we have in South Africa is also determining the value of your money when you're saving or investing for the duration of the month we have this year, which now is official 11 months we have. This means that if you're saving money or investing for a 12-month period, you need to be able to gain more value or have or have interest rates which are above the inflation rate. This means that if you go to, let's say, a typical bank, you go to Standard Bank, you open a savings account in Standard Bank, and they offer you 5%, it means that the true value of your savings at the end of this year will be 0.2%. instead of the actual 5% they offered you, because you need to minus, you need to subtract the 4.8%, which is the predicted inflation rate of South Africa for 2024. This is important even when it comes to investment, because when you invest and you put money in your investment, right, you are buying shares in the JSE, you are buying government bonds, you are doing crypto, whatever investment method you're doing, you also need to take into account the impact of the inflation rate. Even if it's the, even if you are investing for a 5-year period, Google out there, you go to Google and say predicted inflation rate of South Africa for the next 5 years, it will tell you. And that means that you, when you are saving now, or when you go to open your investment account to buy those shares, you need to ensure that the value of your shares in the JSE are above the inflation rate. I always say, I always like it to be double the inflation rate, meaning that if the inflation rate of South Africa is sitting at 4.8%, I need to invest into shares that will sit around 9%, 9.4%, 9.2%, or even 10%, because I know I am doubling what is the predicted inflation rate of that duration of time when it comes to investing. Even if I'm saying I am investing for the next 5 years, I go to Google, look at credible sources of financial information, and look at them and say, what are the analysts saying is the predicted inflation rate for South Africa for the next 5 years or for the next 10 years? If they say it is 20%, not 20%, just an example now. If they're saying it's 20%, I need to ensure my shares that I'm investing in the JSE outperform the inflation rate, meaning they are earning at 40%. If they say for the next 10 years, Ivan, the inflation rate of South Africa is predicted to be around 5%, I need to ensure that my shares I'll be buying and holding in the JSE for the next 10 years will be 10%, will give me a 10% and above in my return on investment, so that my money does not lose value. And every single time when you go to invest and save, you need to ensure that you take inflation as a risk. I look at it as a risk that is embodied in the investment or saving environment in South Africa. And that will help you in two ways. Number one, it will help you not to lose value of your money, right? That's number one. Number two is that it will help you get to understand your goals in investment. What do I mean about that? I mean that when you say in the next 10 years, I want to invest 10,000 Rand and the inflation rate sitting at 5%, it means now it forces you to set a practical goal and know what the end goal of those investments you are making is. Because you know, the second I hit a 20% in return on my investment, which is above inflation, double the inflation rate, or whatever the goal you set for yourself, you know it's my time now to leave the market, because I have achieved my goals in a duration of time I wanted to, and with the interest I aimed to get in the specific time of my investment. That's also that goes when as well you are planning your spending. The reason I also say I put spending, that people say about spending is a day-to-day thing, but remember, also long-term spending that we have, when we want to spend a specific amount of money in a specific time. Say I'm saving now 20,000 Rand for December, but December I want to buy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You need to take into account that when December comes, the price may be forced to go up because of inflation. Now you need to pay more for what you were planning to do in December, what you were planning to do in 2 years, or what you're planning to do in 5 years. So you save accordingly, so that when you reach that time and the value of a man is down. For you who took inflation into account, the value of a man is not down because it's above inflation, right? So when you go to open any savings account, let's start with saving now. When you go to open any savings account, please, the first question you need to ask is, how much is the interest rate I will earn in this savings account? They'll tell you, you subtract the predicted inflation rate for that duration of time. If it was predicted South Africa will perform and have an inflation rate of 4.8% currently, let's say you go to Times Bank says we'll offer you 10% interest over a 12-month period, example, you will say that, okay, that 10% subtract 4.8%, it means that I will get around 5.2%. I'm doing quick math, I hope I got it right. I will earn 5.2% in my interest. So now you can make a proper decision. Okay, am I happy with earning this? Am I happy getting 5.2%? You see, but when it comes to stocks, when it comes to investment, it becomes a little bit complicated, because you may aim to double what inflation is said to be in your investment, but remember as well, the specific shares or in investment asset you take in, you invest into, will have an individual performance rate, not rate, sorry, individual performance projection or individual performance, I don't know how to use the word, but yeah, it will have an individual. You buy shares of a company in mining, then mining faces own issues and own battle about the mining sector performing well. Now, not only are you fighting with the inflation rate, but you're fighting with the low cost of gold, the low cost of the low cost of iron ore, the low cost of platinum, the low cost of whatever mining product you pick. So that's why when it comes to investing, you need to be broader in it. You must, number one, the inflation rate of this, I aim to earn double that or triple that, whatever the case, whatever goal you have. Then after that, you say, what? Okay, let me also diversify my portfolio, that the overall performance of my investment, listen, not just one specific company or one specific asset, but the overall investment I have, the overall performance I have is double the inflation. Meaning your Bitcoin, counting your Bitcoin if you have your Bitcoin, counting your mining company shares you buy or you bought in the JSE, counting the tech company shares you bought in the New York stock market, counting the clothing company shares you bought in the UK market, counting whatever it is you're counting, overall, will it outperform the South African predicted inflation rate? Then if you have that answer, then go ahead with the investment. Same thing with the spending. If I want to spend 10,000 rand in December, will the value of the 10,000 rand I'm talking about it right now in February, will it buy the same thing in December with the predicted inflation rate? I'm just using December as an example. So I think that helps us a lot in terms of understanding where we are going with our money. It helps a lot in terms of understanding what we want to do with our money and how we can grow as individuals. So this conversation, I know a lot of people say we're boring, but I hope it will help. And right now, I forgot my tablet in my table. My Samsung tablet on my table. I was supposed to announce the winner of the 500 rand from the last podcast, but I'm afraid to get up and go get my table. So what I will do is that I'll go to my Twitter account and I'll tweet out the winner of the 500 rand voucher to go invest into shares on Shift on Monday when I release this episode on my YouTube channel and Spotify and everywhere else, but I'll announce on Twitter. As always, guys, thank you so much for the amazing love, sharing this podcast with everyone. As always, don't forget to save, invest, and also be mindful how you spend your money. As always, until next time, happy investing.